Good morning, everyone. I just want to assure you that the air conditioner is on. I don't know that it's going to make any difference at all. We may just be hot. And for little ones, for their parents, if they make noise, I don't care. And nobody else does. Maybe a week and a half ago, I was standing out in the parking lot where we had outdoor church during the pandemic. And I was reading this gospel passage that you just heard Kilpie read. And there was a breeze blowing, and there's a pin oak out there. I think it's a pin oak. And the wind caught it, and the tree released those little leaves that came down in this astounding sort of swirling. And I had the oddest, strangest thing happen. The passage that you just heard from Matthew is one of the best known and best loved passages in the Bible. It is the Beatitudes, blessings for God's people, God's happy people, given to you in blessing. But as I stood there reading it, it was like I had somehow forgotten about these words. They struck my soul in such a fresh way. Had I just lost track of these promises for God's people? It reminded me of a day when I was up in my attic at our home in Deepwater, on Deepwater in Whitestone, and I was packing to move up here, and I found a box that had not been opened in I don't know how many different moves, and I opened it, and I found inside it some letters and some notes that I had forgotten had been saved. There was a breathless love letter from middle school. How could I have forgotten that? How could I have forgotten her? And a letter of encouragement from my grandmother she wrote when I was going through a rough patch, written in her perfect school teacher cursive handwriting. Well, it was like that. As I read that passage from Matthew, like a letter that had been saved that I had forgotten about. Is that possible? It is like a love letter from God that you have found. A word of encouragement to hear and to remember that God knows that there are hardships in this world. We grieve. We feel left out. We feel empty. We feel hopeless sometimes. Yes, we are powerless, it seems, in our righteous indignation.
Yeah.
Over a world that seems hell-bent on being hell-bent. But good people, this is not forever. God's best hopes for us will come to be. Our trust in him to bring his kingdom is not in vain. It cannot be. We will know mercy. We will know his peace. We will see him face to face. Hold on to that. Keep the faith. And as you do, you are already the happy ones upon whom God's blessing rests. On the Feast of All Saints that we celebrate today, we remember all those happy ones, all those blessed ones who held on to their faith and God's faithfulness to God's promises. We remember all those who have gone before us, who remain dissatisfied with a world that is less than God will have it, and who reached for the virtues of the kingdom, for mercy, for righteousness, for justice, for peace. And maybe they didn't reach those virtues fully in this world, but they did not stop reaching for them to make them their own. And we do more than just remember on this day, because all of those happy ones who have gone before are alive in God and so are alive for us. We are a communion, a great sprawling family over the ages, a holy fellowship, And every time we break the bread of life and drink the cup of salvation, all the saints gather in around us. It is not only the presence of Christ that is real at the Eucharist, but all the faithful gathered are real in their presence with us. They are ours and we are theirs, and a great cloud of witnesses gathered around the table of Jesus. This holy fellowship of the Spirit, this blessed communion of saints, is like a miracle of nature we see this time of the year. All over North America these days, as you may know, the geese are heading south. They're traveling from as far away as the Arctic Circle, and they're headed for Florida and Louisiana and further south to Mexico. Last week I heard them before I saw them. I heard them honking. And then the honking was overlaid with the sound of the rush of wind. And finally, when they passed low overhead, you could even hear the sound of their powerful wings beating. I always imagine that their honking is goose talk, urging each other on. Keep it up, up front. Keep going. You can do it. We can do it. They are surprisingly large birds, upwards of 18 pounds, and their normal cruising speed is 40 miles an hour, but if they become alarmed, they can top out at 60. And this group was low flying, but they've been spotted as high as 9,000 feet into the air. One of the most beautiful things about geese in flight, as you know, is the way they form that distinctive flying V. And any NASCAR fan here who's here can tell you why they do it. They are drafting off each other. They're tucking in behind, and the one ahead breaks the air and creates a kind of vacuum, so the one behind doesn't have to battle the resistance so hard. But unlike races at Talladega, the geese don't line up. They're just off the edge of each other, so they can all see ahead where they are going. The lead bird is usually a large, old, experienced bird, but pretty regularly the lead bird will let out this distinctive honk, which means, I need a break, and will drop back, and then another old cob will go up to the front and take their turn and give the other one a rest. The new bird takes their turn breaking up the air. And they are able to do this without losing speed or time. And in this way, they will travel 4,000 miles together. It is probably much further than that, good people, from this hell-bent world of ours and the coming of Christ's own peaceable kingdom. But we travel surrounded by a flock of saints who go before us. The living experience of their faithfulness going before and breaking up the heavy air and giving us lift. The witness of their lives lifts us to see from a great height God's larger vision, because we are not merely members of a small church. We are not just members of a shrinking denomination. We are not just members of a worldwide communion. We are surrounded by a great cloud, a mighty flock of witnesses today, now. It includes Mary and Martha, Peter and Andrew and Dietrich and Rosa and Martin and every unknown, unsung saint who ever gathered at the table of Jesus. We are a part of a great holy family. Remember that. So in concluding, one quick story. Receive this as just one more goose honking as a word of encouragement for us all. In November of 2021, one of the saints of this parish, Jan Betts, was in Scotland visiting her sister Elizabeth. And Jan was working on knitting a baby blanket to be given to a baby in baptism. And a neighbor found out about that, and she decided that she would knit a blanket, and she did, which Jan brought home a week later. This past Easter, Elizabeth, Jan's sister, was at a luncheon, and they were talking about these baby baptismal blankets that we knit here at St. Mary's. And a Presbyterian minister was a part of that luncheon, and she passed that word to a group of knitters at the church called Knitters and Natters. Natters means chatters, who took up their knitting needles with a special purpose, so that in just this past September, eight baptismal baby blankets arrived from Scotland, the work of a group of saints in Scotland for us to have for this morning. It is a reminder, in case you've forgotten, that we belong to a great and mighty flock of faith. And the card that goes with each of these blankets reads, "We welcome you, precious child, as the newest member of St. Mary's Episcopal Church. Knitted by hand and threaded with prayers of love and hope, this shawl is a gift for you. May it bring blessings and comfort, gifts of warmth, and the knowledge that you are loved." I hope they never forget that. In just a couple of minutes, Lucy and Jack will be baptized and will take their place in the flock, tucking neatly behind the wings of the Lord Jesus, whose mighty life goes before them and whose great wings of grace will pull them forward in this world. They will be heirs of God's promised kingdom. On this day, this great feast of all saints, it is not honking we hear, perhaps, but it is the cry of all the saints urging us on today. Whether it is ladies in Scotland or saints who have gone to glory, reminding us, don't forget, that they were never alone and neither shall we be. It is the cry of their voices and the rush of the wind of the Holy Spirit crying out to us, like a love letter from God, keep the faith, we are with you. Hold on to your hope in God's promises. Dear people in God, you are the blessed ones. You are the happy ones of God. Amen. The candidates for holy baptism, right on cue. You're doing great. You're doing great, Jen. The candidates for holy baptism will gather at the font as we stand and sing together hymn 516. Hymn 516.